Welcome back to Kitchen Counter, where we've found the lost chipmunk tapes. You may have tuned in to some previous episodes and noticed that the voices are off. These are old recordings, and we want you to enjoy them. Remember, if you have any questions, comments, you can send them to kitchencounter@mail.com. You can find us on TikTok at kitchencounter2020. And we're going to keep making content for you. We've got a buy me a coffee thing happening. And you can find us as Kitchen Counter there as well. If you enjoy these episodes and would like to sponsor this, there's always the option on Anchor to make a donation or a subscription. Enjoy the show.
What does that mean, protecting the legend?
Wyoming, the legend. Haven't you seen the sign?
Sure.
When you're coming into the state, it says, Wyoming, the legend.
No, because people think it doesn't exist.
I think it's like the myth of the Old West is supposedly continuing to thrive here in what is not at all really so much cowboy country as other parts of the state.
Oh, but we get the image.
Yeah.
We get the best of it.
Right.
We get the country bands, so we're the cowboys.
Other people get the same bands. We just get them once a year, all at the same time. With a bunch of other tourists.
Jeez.
My least favorite time of the year here. When that happens.
Well, people. So all the same people say. Last year was pretty fun.
What'd you do? Yeah, so why was it so fun? It wasn't that fun. I mean, like, in the sense of because it was Frontier Day.
It had nothing to do with Frontier Day, this fun.
Exactly. It had nothing to do with the legend of Frontier Day. What the fuck is a legend? Like, really, what is a legend?
In my mind, it's something that's, like, pretty sure doesn't exist, but you like to tell the kids anyway. Wouldn't it be the Legend of Oz?
Sure. So it's like the legend of the Wild West is like, it really wasn't a righteous time and it probably shit all sucks. But we'll tell you that you should be interested in it.
For sure. I think so.
We don't really believe in eating cows, but we think you should go to a rodeo.
Somehow, yeah, like rodeos are what makes cowboys there.
Ooh, wasn't that what made a cowboy? Or like, I don't even know. What the fuck is a cowboy?
Riding a wild bull or whatever is what made a cowboy back in the day.
We ride in the range, taking care of animals.
Yeah. You know, shoot out some trains.
What?
And caravans and Indians.
How often
is that? Sometimes being a cowboy is like that.
Right, okay. I bet a lot of people were disappointed back then when they were kids. Then, like, people are disappointed now. Like, man, all I wanted to be when I grew up was a cowboy. And, you know, I really don't have what it takes to, like, shoot down a train and chase Indians on a horse. I don't even have a horse. I have a donkey. It's not that fast.
But then that person would be gold digging.
But everything's, like, working against him, you know, in his dream of being a cowboy. And that's sad. It sounds real sad. So you're just like, oh, you're a miner, I hope I'll strike it rich one day. Hope one day I'll find me a chunk of gold in that there mountain. Sad. Yeah, and then what do they say about the ladies back then? You were either a teacher or a prostitute. Well, I don't like either of those options.
Yes. That's why you're living in this time period.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that's why I chose that.
It's weird to forget, really.
What time frames do you like?
Training.
What time time frames in history have you been attracted to, for whatever reason?
I'd say I haven't had any major infatuations with older times. So my infatuation starts probably post-prohibition. Somewhere in the beatnik area. And then I kind of went through each phase. Or not really, I went through like the beatniks and hippies. And then wasn't very interested in the 70s or 80s. And then I tried to really just be interested in people that were doing things now. And things that were happening then. But now that I'm older, I'd say the future.
The future is now.
But I don't know, I think like the later part of the 1800s into like the Prohibition era, like a little bit further, are actually really fucking interesting and very much shaped everything that's happening, the way we live today. All the good and all the bad. And then we never really changed. Even though everything has changed, maybe trying to start a social platform and becoming humans, it's still the same based on that old. Things were just changing technology. But I don't know, it's all pretty neat, I suppose. The whole, all the mysteries. But there's only so much information about. I think that's kind of irksome. History is to be trusted. We've been really lackadaisical and shitty with retaining our self-information, even though we've had multiple pretty good records. Made it way back. That's pretty bad.
As people as a whole or as individuals?
As people. As individuals, that's a whole lot of information. Everybody just kept a diary, and that diary was kept since written language. Don't be like
that's the Akashic record right now.
Zipa.
Akashic record. History of everything that ever happened ever.
Water.
Water. When they figure out how to read water, things will be crazy. Like, literally, like how they read quartz crystals. Have you heard about that?
Mm-hmm.
They can read quartz crystals, they can see images, and then the weird thing about it is it's like, it depends on who looks at it, is what they see. It's like recorded imprints of history in rock. They're filing cabinets. It's one of the reasons why they're using time devices, but they've only recently been discovered this stuff with, like, seeing in it. And it creates a holographic image. That shit's crazy. Like, crazy.
So, but you can actually like see pictures of it?
No, because you gotta look into the thing to see it. And everyone who looks in there sees it. Not gonna compliment my beard.